This is an evil that has to be destroyed. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News. The words of Ukraine's president as his country tries to fend off a Russian advance on several fronts. Fox's Steve Harrigan is in the capital of Kyiv.
The Russians still not in control of any major population center in this capital city right now. It is quiet overnight. Two major blasts. One, an oil depot that burned and glowed orange in the sky for over an hour. There was fighting around there, and it was hard for them to put out that fire. The president of Ukraine, Zelensky, is saying they fought off the Russians who tried to take the city, he claims, overnight.
In Ukraine's second-largest city of Kharkiv, fierce street fighting erupted overnight. Some of the images of the war have gone viral, one of them a picture of a mother holding her sleeping child. The woman in that photo was Sasha Zubol, who spoke to Fox and Friends Weekend.
I never thought that I would be shaking under the blanket, holding my kid, and having to tell her that war has begun, and now she has to obey the commands, hide in the shelter whenever I tell her.
Around the world, growing anger.
New Yorkers protesting Russia's invasion of Ukraine Saturday with hundreds packing Times Square.
Stand with Ukraine!
And protesters unfurling a large Ukrainian flag, holding signs demanding an end to the war. The demonstration even attended by some Russians, one saying he was ashamed of his country and that Russia is not Putin.
Fox's Sue Guzman, as tensions flare with the West, Russia's president has ordered nuclear deterrent forces to be on alert. In his strongest words yet, Pope Francis has called the invasion diabolical and perverse. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
For many politicians in Texas, Tuesday's primary elections will make or break their campaigns.
Texas voters will head to the polls by Tuesday of this week, which is primary election day. Early voting has been underway since February 14th. Party nominations are up for grabs, but Texas holds open primaries, and participating voters will be picking nominees for governor. On the GOP side, incumbent Governor Greg Abbott is seeking a third term, but is facing in-party challengers. The list of Democrats includes former Congressman Beto O'Rourke. Voters will pick nominees for lieutenant governor and attorney general, among others. Eben Brown, Fox News.
The woman chosen by President Biden to be the next Supreme Court justice is expected to start making the rounds on Capitol Hill this week, and Senate Republicans have plenty of questions for Ketanji Brown Jackson.
She's the favorite candidate of these left-wing dark money groups that are also advocating packing of the Supreme Court.
Senator Chuck Grassley.
She has appeared before the Senate Judiciary Committee three different occasions and received bipartisan support, most recently within the last year. She's an extraordinary person in terms of her life story and her professional qualifications to serve on the court.
Senate Democrat Dick Durbin. The red carpet is being rolled out for tonight's SAG Awards.
The 28th Annual Screen Actors Guild Awards are back live broadcasting from the Barker Hangar in Santa Monica, California. This year's festivities will kick off with a performance by Hamilton stars Lin-Manuel Miranda, Leslie Odom Jr., and Daveed Diggs.
Back home, if a team was playing poorly, we don't call them unlucky. What do we call them, Coach?
New York Jets.
Ted Lasso and Succession lead this year's TV nominees. And The Power of the Dog and House of Gucci lead the film nominees.
Fox's Michelle Polino. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.